This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pull up a chair. I want to offer you something at 4 o'clock here. And I think it's very exciting. In the snow globe of life, my God, I don't know what is going on outside. This wind looks amazing. But I want to have some fun for a minute. I have for you three bold takes. You are not allowed to say none of them. You must choose one of them. Now, these are three things that on surface I will tell you I do not expect to happen. And they range from don't expect it to no chance in hell. But it's about gauging your level of risk, and it's about gauging you as a fan and I guess kind of what you would need right now from your teams. Now, the three bold choices are as such. Ready? A lot of NFL news. Reports about how there's going to be a lot of bold trades. Antonio Brown demanding a trade, asking for a trade, saying goodbye to everybody. Yeah, Justin Verlander's comments on the baseball side. And by the way, Verlander's right. It's collusion going on with these owners. It's a disgrace. But 100 or so free agents left unsigned. System's broken. Blame rebuilding, but that's BS. You're telling me you couldn't sign Bryce or Manny for 10 years and go from there. Seems like a good place to start. And by the way, Verlander, he's right. I don't want to go down that path because I know many of you are just going to side with billionaires, which is kind of a strange psychological dynamic. Like, why would you side with billionaires over millionaires? I don't get it. But I'm going to offer you these three things. You've got to pick one. And I'll throw the number out, and you react when you hear that special one. 248-539-9797. Option one. Lions keep the number 8 pick in the draft. And with it, boldly select Kyler Murray. Notice I didn't say trade Stafford. They boldly select Kyler Murray. Stafford plays this season. They draft their QB of the future. You keep the pick. You take what could be the biggest superstar in the draft and could be a unicorn. That's option one. Option two. With the number 8 pick in the NFL draft, the Lions boldly and potentially psychotically trade for Antonio Brown, the enigmatic but mercurial talent from Pittsburgh, to give Matthew Stafford unquestionably the number 1 wide receiver in football. AB was great with Big Ben, and he will come here and put up numbers. You then would go to work with Marvin Jones and AB and Galladay and carry on and, well, take your chances. Or option three, and this one is out there, but work with me. What if the Tigers went back in their playbook to Pudge 2.0? Nobody else was offering Pudge more than a 1-year deal. They gave him 4. They were downtrodden. They were coming off the worst year in the history of baseball, right? And they brought in Pudge freaking Rodriguez. And while it wasn't immediate, Pudge became the beginning and Mags became the end of a baseball renaissance in this town. The rebuild was way faster than anyone expected, right? What if the Tigers, in this depressed market where no one is signing two generational talents in their mid-20s, Bryce Harper from the left side, Manny from the right side, what if the Tigers signed Manny Machado as their Pudge 2.0? Sure, Avila said they're not spending until 2021. Manny'd only be 28 that year. He could anchor your lineup, provide credibility, provide protection for the young guys you're going to be bringing up. And who knows? Maybe he's Pudge 2.0. Your three bold yet ridiculous options. Trade the pick, take Kyler. Excuse me. Let me back up. Keep the pick, draft Kyler. Trade the pick, get Antonio Brown. Or the Tigers out of left field, sign Manny Machado and rip him from the White Sox to be Pudge 2.0. You've got to select one of these. I'm not here to debate realism. I'm here to debate what turned you on. 248-539-9797. Sully, which of these would you do?
Yeah, I would go with option draft Murray.
That's option one.
Option one. Option A. Draft Kyler Murray. And the reason I say that is because I personally am done with Matthew Stafford. I'm resigned to the fact that I don't think he's going to win anything here. And if they could take that Chiefs approach where you spend a top 10 pick on a quarterback, let him play behind Stafford, and then he's going to be the quarterback of the future. I'd be all for them having this plan to have a new quarterback instead of Matthew Stafford. And with Antonio Brown option, you're trading your draft pick. I would think that if they go and draft Kyler Murray, they'd ultimately be able to get more draft picks for trading Matthew Stafford down the road. So I think overall it just sets you up so much nicer than it would be. Look, I'd love to have Antonio Brown. I think it'd be great. But I think this option sets it up so much nicer to build for the future than just going out and getting AB right now.
David, option one, draft Kyler. Option two, trade for AB. Option three, sign Manny Machado and end this bizarre and honestly corrupt offseason where two generational talents are still on the sidelines, along with a lot of big-name guys like Craig Kimbrell, etc. David, which option in this wacky hat trick of possibility do you select?
Well, I selfishly would like option two for my Steelers just because we can get the top 10 pick. I have to go with option three here in Detroit. I want Machado here for the Tigers.
Ah, the Pudge 2.0 fantasy.
Pudge 2.0 because here's the thing. In 2 years, Jordan Zimmerman's contract gone.
Bye-bye.
They will be ready to spend. The young players will be ready. They will be in the position to try to win again. But in the meantime, you have Machado and you have excitement. You have someone that you can go to the ballpark to see, someone you would tune in to see. And selfishly, the season is so long, I need some excitement while they don't have the rest of the pieces yet. I need some kind of excitement. Machado would bring that for me personally, and I want Manny here. Go get him. The White Sox are talking about getting him. Who knows who's going to sign him? No one's doing anything right now. Go get Manny Machado. Do it now.
Hey, I'm offering three bold yet slightly crazy options. Fans of our fair city, which option? And you have to pick one. Lions at number eight, select Kyler Murray. Lions at number eight, trade for Antonio Brown. Or the Tigers, turn back the clock, Pudge 2.0, and out of left field, off a terrible season, and looking like they are deep in a rebuild, sign Manny Machado. You know which one I would do. I'm all aboard the Kyler Murray Express. All aboard. But I will tell you this, and I understand there is no way Chris Ilitch is going to do this. He ain't his daddy. But I will tell you, if I were an owner of a team and I'm watching this offseason play out and Craig Kimbrell's out there, Josh Harrison's out there. I mean, go beyond Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. Money's money. And if I'm a team that's rebuilding, the payroll's not even an issue. It's just not. I'm absolutely breaking rank, and I'm signing one of these guys. There's not a doubt in my mind. Wait, pitchers and catchers report, and I've got two generational talents that are 25 and 26 years old, that are unsigned? Yeah, no, I'm breaking rank and I'm signing one. I'll figure it out later. And I'm with David. You know, for what, a year or two? Maybe it cuts into your bottom line. But overall, Zimmerman's deal goes bye-bye in 24 months. You're basically replacing one deal with another. When the Tigers signed Pudge Rodriguez, I couldn't believe it. They basically bribed him. Here's a four-year deal when nobody was offering you more than one. It was crazy. People laughed at it. I laughed at it. But it worked. I'm just thinking outside the box on a blustery, cold winter day and trying to heat up our stove a little bit. The Lions could conceivably do either one of those. And I don't think there would be a great degree of criticism. I don't. Drafting Murray? Could totally see it. Do what the Kansas City Chiefs did. Draft your future, play your present. I got no problem playing Matthew Stafford. And then next year it turns into Murray. They could trade for Antonio Brown. I mean, if you're not rebuilding, you're going for it, right? What better way to go for it? Go get him. Or are the Tigers really just going to sit and spin for another 2 to 3 years? Or do you try to sign a player that would anchor your lineup? He would become what you lost, essentially, with Miggy. But what if Miggy bounced back a little bit, right? What if Miggy bounced back and gave you another year and a half, 2 good years, right? You call up Christian Stewart, he's not terrible. You have a middle of the order that at least is representative. Who knows? Maybe it speeds up your rebuild. I don't know. Maybe it's a disaster. Who cares at this point? If I owned a baseball team and I could get Bryce Harper or Manny Machado in my uniform right now, I'm doing it. I have some disaster rebuild going on. Who cares? You're making money regardless. You're not going to go into the luxury tax. 248-539-9797. I want to hear from you. We'll get into it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.